Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. The beginning is not just for the young. I thank God for that. Amen. How about you? That God is gracious and he is merciful.
Amen.
The word says in Revelation 3:20, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. That means there is an open invitation always. Amen. All you have to do is just open up your heart and let God in and watch new beginnings happen in your life. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we thank you for tuning in. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, we are an interactive ministry, and if you would like to call in and interact when the speaker opens up the mic, you have that opportunity. And if you choose to do so, you can call the number 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, if you hit the number 1, if we do not hear you, there's a question mark that would come up, come on our screen, and lets us know that you have a question or you have something to say. And we open up the mic. Amen. We are a Bible ministry. Amen. And we come each and every Wednesday just to feed off the Word of God. And isn't it beautiful that we have so many people from so many different places, but there's only one God. Amen. Hallelujah to that. Only one God. Amen. So as we move forward, of course, you know, we are at our second week with Pastor Rose Dixon, and you will be hearing her after the prayer goes forth, and the next voice that you hear will be Pastor Rose Dixon. Amen.
Good evening. Father God, we just praise your name, dear Lord, and thank you, Father, for this time together and for the privilege and of the technology, Lord, that we can come together over the phone and folks can come together through Zoom, that although COVID has changed our worship and our times together, our fellowship times together, dear Lord, that the church has never shut down.
Amen.
The church, capital C, has never shut down.
Amen.
That we're still moving. We thank you, Lord, for the lessons that you've taught us during these periods of isolation, Father God, that we don't have to be in the building at the altar, Father God, that we can call upon one another to pray, that we can come together with our family members and pray, that we can have devotions and praise and worship right in our own homes, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, for the lessons that we've learned, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for this time that we have together, Father God, online. As we sit at home, or you may be in your car, or wherever folks may be, Father God, that this is a time set apart, set aside for us to study your word.
Yes.
We thank you,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
We thank you for this hour, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, that there be no distraction or hindrances, Father God, that all those that are in attendance, Father God, are able to tune in, completely hone in, Father God, and the message that you have for them to receive from the message this evening, dear Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, that seeds will be planted, Father God, that people will get be enlightened, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the speaker, Father God.
Yes.
She is prepared, Father God, and she's a willing vessel, waiting,
yes,
willing
you, Jesus,
to be used by you, Lord. So faithful. And we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all those that are listening, Father God, that may have prayer requests or called in requesting prayer, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for those that have that you would just bless those, Father God, that are caretakers, taking care of family members, Father God, that they would be strengthened, Father God, that their strength would be renewed and not depleted.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that when they rest, Father God, that their rejuvenation, Father God, is increased, Father God,
thank
is
you,
multiplied,
Jesus,
Father God, so that they're able to do the task of taking care of their loved ones.
Thank you,
we thank you, Father God, that you would bless those, Father God, that are suffering. We come against all sin, all sickness and disease right now in the name of Jesus, and we
need, yes,
healing, Father God, healing, Father God. We ask you, Lord, for special prayers, Father God, for those that are waiting for transplants, Father,
Jesus,
God. We ask you, Lord, to bless the family of those that are donors, Father God, and those who are receivers, dear Lord.
Yes.
And we praise you and we thank you. We ask you, Lord, to comfort those. We've gotten a couple of calls, Father God, about people who have lost family members, Father God, and even in our own family, dear Lord. We
yes.
have a loved one that has gone on to be with you.
Thank you,
and we
Jesus.
Ask you, Lord, that you would comfort these families, Father God, as they mourn the passing of their loved ones, Father God. I know we do not mourn as those who don't know you, Father God. And I trust and believe that we will see our loved ones again, Father God.
Yes, Father.
But as we adjust, Father God, we ask you, Lord, that these families and our families, Father God, would be comforted, Father God, during this process of mourning and grieving.
Lord Jesus.
We praise you and we thank you. We ask for prayer, Father God, for all the children that are going to school, returning to school, Father God. We ask you, dear Lord, that you would make the lessons that they are to learn, those academically, Father God, and those with life, Father God.
Yes.
Those spiritually, Father God, make the lessons plain, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that they would, that they, Father God, would be honoring to not only their parents, Father God, but to those in authority over them, Father God, that our children, Father God, not act like heathens and those in the world, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We praise you and we thank you, dear Lord. Is there anything else? Father God, we thank you, dear Lord, for racial reconciliation, dear Lord. We know that during these days, Father God, that that's been an issue. So we ask you, Lord, that the saints will be reminded we are called to praise, to worship, to prayer, to pray together, Father God, to be together in unity in Christ. Father, and we thank you. So we thank you, Lord, that those of us that are evangelizing and being and called to discipleship, Father God, that you would teach the truth, the full gospel, that we are called to be as one. That the Lord, the Bible doesn't talk about black, white, or racism. The Bible does talk about ethnicity and unity. The Bible does talk about economics, socioeconomics, and sharing in unity. It does talk about those things. And we would be reminded to use the ministry of Jesus Christ as our model for how we should live our lives. In Jesus' sweet and holy name, we thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And now we move over in the next voice again you hear. It would be none other than Pastor Rose Dixon. Amen. Pastor Rose, so you're
amen.
Here.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Coming in clear.
Bless the Lord. We have a storm going on here in Virginia, so I don't know if the phone might go out, but we're going to bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. But if it goes out, yeah. Dr. Clay, you could pick it up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Listen, I'm excited about today, amen, even though it may be storming outside my window, but God, there's a praise in my belly, there's a praise in my mouth, amen, mm-hmm. There's a praise on this line on tonight, because God has been so good to us, in spite of what it's been like, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it seems like, in spite of what it smells like, we still give God praise, hallelujah, because we realize that he is still on the throne and he's ruling in the land. Amen, hallelujah. Listen, heaven is still open, hallelujah. Heaven is not in the crisis. I say it again. Heaven is not in a crisis. It's an opportunity, hallelujah. So we speak opportunity to everyone on this line on tonight. Amen. I'm not going to be before you long, amen. I'm going to a familiar passage of scripture. We're going to Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 3 to 9, amen, 3 to 9. Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 3 to 9, amen. And you love your Bible tonight because this is Bible study, amen.
Amen.
I'm reading out of the NIV version. Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 3 to 10. And it says, go, I'm sending you like a lamb among the wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals. and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, peace to this house. If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking, whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcome at what is offered to you, the last verse, heal the sick who are there and tell them the kingdom of God has come near to you. And the word of God is blessed. I really want to focus on verse 9, but I'm going to give you a little backdrop of what's happening in the scripture tonight so that you can understand where I'm going tonight. Hallelujah. And my subject is, my topic is, work your assignment. Work your assignment and go. Work your assignment and go. And so we find in this particular passage of scriptures today, here Jesus is sending 72 disciples, which means messengers. He's sending them out two by two. And he's sending them two by two because of safety and for encouragement. Don't you realize when you do an outreach, it's always to go two by two because you might encounter some danger. Amen. Danger might come while you're out there. And so you need that someone to be with you. You know, when you do an outreach, you never know what you're about to encounter. So you need someone there to support you and to be there with you, especially when you're going into areas that you normally don't go into. You don't know what's happening. Right. You always need a witness with you. Amen. That's even when you're testifying or you're ministering to someone, there needs to be a witness with you. And so Jesus knew that. So he says, I'm sending you two by two. And he's sending them to a place where he is about to go. In other words, he's sending his disciples before him to tell the good news, to tell people that Jesus is coming. Amen. It sounds like John the Baptist in Matthew 3:2 when he told John the Baptist, told him to repent, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Hallelujah. And that's us today. Hallelujah. We are to go, hallelujah, with our assignment and tell people about the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so the Bible goes on to begin to say that these disciples had a responsibility. Now, we all have a responsibility when we have an assignment from God. Even when you have assignment for your secular world, your boss gives you assignment, there's a responsibility. There's accountability as you do that work for the secular world. But I'm talking about the kingdom. There is accountability that God holds you by. There's a responsibility that we have to do in the kingdom. And that responsibility is to tell someone about the good news. It's your responsibility to share the good news with someone. Because, listen, people are looking to hear a word. Let me say it again. People are looking to hear a word, and he's using us to spread the word. He's using us to get the word out. And many times, you know, we get so much going on in the world, like Corona and the strand of Delta, hallelujah, and bills not being paid and sicknesses and deaths are happening. We get so caught up in those things that we forget about our responsibility. We forget about doing what God has called us to do. And I'm telling you, in this season, this hour, don't get distracted about what you see. Don't get distracted because you have a responsibility. You have a job to do. There's assignment on your life. And guess what? People are waiting on you. Let me say that again. People are waiting on you to speak to them. People are waiting on you to give life to them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. So the Bible goes on to say that Jesus is sending them ahead for the announcement of his coming and to bring the good news. And the Bible goes on to say that in the second verse, it says, he told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the work is a few. My God to be. Hallelujah. Listen, I just want to share with you, the kingdom has no unemployment. Let me say that again. The kingdom service has no unemployment. There's plenty of work to be done for everyone. So nobody should be on an unemployment line in the kingdom. Nobody should be saying there's no shortage of work in the kingdom because there's plenty of work to be done.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's plenty of work to be done.
Yes.
Listen, people are ready to give their life to Christ. But once again, you are the vehicle. You're the instrument. You're the portal to be used in this season, in this hour, to reach these people, to reach God's people. God needs us to do the work.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He put his spirit in us. He put the Holy Ghost in us to move and to do what God has called us to do. So we cannot shorten God. We cannot shorten our assignment. What God has called us to do. Listen, there's work to do. Work your assignment. Hallelujah. And so there's a shortage of people that want to work the kingdom. Hallelujah. In other words, not just a shortage of not enough people to work the kingdom, but not enough engagement in the work of the kingdom.
Amen.
That is not there is not enough engagement in the work kingdom.
Yeah.
See, we worry about everything else. We worry about bishops. We worry about what position that we're going to have in the church. We worry about this and that. But what about getting engaged in the kingdom? What about outreaching, meaning going reaching out souls, lifting a hand, hallelujah, feeding the hungry. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. Encouraging somebody with the word of God saying, I love you.
Yes.
That person that's about to commit suicide, what about engaging in that and speaking life to that person? Tell them they shall live and not die and begin to declare the works of the Lord. What about somebody sitting on drugs, getting ready to take the next hit? About to put a needle in their arm.
Mm-hmm.
What about you ministering to them so that God loves you, baby? God don't want you to do that. Listen, you can get high on Jesus. You don't have to get high on that drug there, but what about getting high on Jesus? That prostitute that's on that corner. You could stop her and say, listen, God wants you to keep your body. Hallelujah. Save your body for the husband. Save your body for your wife, your husband, your wife. Hallelujah. Keep your body holy because I am holy. This is the temple of God. Let that sister know that, or that brother that's on that corner selling their body saying this is the temple of God.
Yes.
And that you shall keep it holy because I am holy. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's engaging in the kingdom. But we engage in so much in other things, and we worry about everybody else. But worry about your own assignment. Worry about engaging in the kingdom and doing what God has called you to do in this season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, I know I'm talking good tonight. Hallelujah. It's time to get engaged in the kingdom. It's time to work the kingdom.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's time to share love to that brother or sister, hallelujah. It's time to share, hallelujah, that loving kindness, hallelujah. Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit, the characteristics of God, the DNA of Christ, hallelujah. What about sharing that, engaging in the kingdom? Hallelujah, because God is looking for us to be engaged, into things of him. Hallelujah. And the Bible goes on to say, as you are working your assignment, hallelujah, you may come up with some opposition, hallelujah. But Jesus was telling his disciples in the third chapter, in the third verse, go, I'm sending you out like a lamb among the wolves. Listen, there's going to be opposition when you go out there. Somebody's going to revolt against you. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to go against you as you're out there in the earth realm doing what you're doing for outreach. But God said, but Jesus said in this particular text, be alert. Hallelujah. Don't come at them twisted. Come on. But give them some love. Come on. Hallelujah. Show love and kindness towards them. Hallelujah. Yeah. As you're on this mission, hallelujah, be sincere about what you're doing and show loving commitment. Hallelujah. Because, listen, let me back up. Many times, because I'm using my testimony as me, many times as I've been out in outreach, I came against some people that came against me. Hallelujah, that's in the street. You know, I tell them about God, and then they say, well, who is God? What has he done for me? You know, those different things. But I have to come with scripture, and I have to come with love with them to make them understand and allow them to believe who God is in their life. Because you can't be combative with those type of people. This is what Jesus is telling the disciples. You can't be combative with the people that go against you.
That's right.
Guess what?
That's right.
Why? Because you're not going to win nobody when you're combative.
That's right.
You ain't
going to
win with nobody that you're nasty and mean. How are you going to win a soul?
That's right. That's
when you're talking negative, you beating them down already. How are you going to win that soul?
That's right.
But you got to come with love and kindness. And when you're correcting someone, come with love and kindness. When you want to rebuke somebody, come with love and kindness. As I draw you near, as they draw them near to God, as they draw them near to you, hallelujah, you got to come with love and kindness. Hallelujah. You can't beat your brother and sister down because guess what? They're already there already. You make it even more harder when you bring them down. But what about lifting them up? Encouraging them.
Yes.
Say, baby, you can make it. Baby, God loves you.
Bless them.
Oh, he loves you more than you ever thought. Hallelujah.
That's
you are
right.
Apple of his eye. Come on here, somebody. You are an ambassador of Christ. You are a son of God. Hallelujah. You got to use these words, hallelujah, to encourage our brothers and sisters because guess what? We are going through so much. We've seen so much.
Yeah.
We're dealing with so much. Sometimes your brother and sister just need you to call them and say, hey, I love you today.
That's
We're going to make it through this day that God has strategically put together. This day, we're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what we have to speak that in the atmosphere. Yeah, hallelujah. We got to speak that in the atmosphere. We got to break up that negative atmosphere and put positivity in the atmosphere.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because some people need that in this season, in this hour. I heard Dr. Suzanne was praying about how people are saying that death, people are dying left and right in their families or friends or co-workers, or neighbors. Somebody dying in their atmosphere. And sometimes you got to speak life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sometimes you got to speak some positivity
That's
in the
right.
atmosphere. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's time out for beating our sisters and brothers down. Yeah, they may messed up. Yeah, they may have talked about
That's
you.
Right.
May they have scandalized your name. They may have messed you up on Facebook, Twitter, hallelujah, Instagram. Maybe they've done all that to you. Maybe they've done all that. But now, since you're a kingdom, since you're a son of God, since you're an ambassador of Christ, it's time to switch that thing and begin to pray for them and encourage them and forgive them for what they have done. Ah, hallelujah. And so the Bible goes on to tell the disciples, don't get distracted. Don't get distracted about what you're about to do. Because sometimes you can get distracted. You know, you're doing God's will, and you're doing the work of the Lord, and boom, here come the enemy with some distraction. But God said in this season, don't do that, because guess what? You have assignment. You have destiny. You're going somewhere. God is taking you somewhere, and you don't need, let me say this again, you don't need to worry about what's happening over there to the left and to the right. Because those are distractions. You need to focus on God. You need to focus on the assignment that God has called you to do. in this season, in this hour. God said God has called some of you to entrepreneurship because that's an assignment. And you worry about, I don't have the money, I don't have this, I don't have this and that. If God told you that, you keep on moving and you open up your ear gate so that you can hear what God has to say about you to get the money to get what you need.
That's it.
Let me say that again. As you're going through and whatever God has told you to do and you're lacking it, you feel like you're lacking it, open up those ear gates and allow God to speak into those ear gates. And as he gives you instructions, come on here, somebody, he gives you direction to get that, to get the money, to get the things that you need to do. That's why many times we focus on the things that we see. You can't focus on the things that you see when you're working with God.
Come on.
Let me tell you that. Let me say this again. When you work in the work of God and doing ministry and doing the kingdom, you cannot worry about what you see that's in your hand. You got to look beyond what you see. Abba, hallelujah. You got to look beyond what you see. Because guess what? God is trying to take you somewhere. Hallelujah. And you cannot be distracted. Because there's souls that you need to attach yourself to. There's souls that you need to minister to. And you can't allow anything to distract you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I had to praise him right there. Hallelujah. Yes. Because listen, when you're doing the will of the Lord, here comes the enemy. When you start, when you set your mind out and you sold out for Christ, here comes the enemy.
Yes.
Here comes the old things that he used to do, and he just put it before your face and try to mess you up. Hallelujah. Then you got to tell the enemy, that's not me no more. Hallelujah. That's not me. I don't live like that. I don't do that no more. Hallelujah. I don't behave like that no more. See, that's the things that you got to speak to the enemy when he brings up your old past. When he brings the junk that you used to do, hallelujah, your backyard stuff, hallelujah, the skeletons in your closet, when he brings that up to you in the forefront, you got to tell him, that's not me no more. I'm this. I'm the king of, I am part of the king. I am part of the kingdom. I am a son of God. I am ambassador of Christ. That's why you got to speak to the enemy. Just like he speaks to you and presents things to you, you give it back to him and let him know who you are and who you belong to. Hallelujah. Because I'm tired of the enemy trying to rip my brothers and sisters apart. I'm tired of the enemy trying to come against my sisters and brothers. It's time to fight. It's time to fight.
Time to fight.
Use your weapon. Use your weapon tonight. Yes. Hallelujah. Use your power. Use your authority that's within you. Because guess what? It's in you. God gave it to you. So now you got to use it. Hallelujah. Yes. You got to activate it. Just like when you go to the teller, right, the bank teller, and you want to get that money, you put your 4-PIN access code in or your 5 access code in and get that money. Same thing. Access it. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Get what you need in this season and this hour, because God is looking for you to do what he's called you to do in this season and this hour. Listen, I tell him all the time, recess is over. Hey, hallelujah. Playtime is over. It's time to do the work.
All
right. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's time off of sitting on a swing and swinging back and forth.
Right.
Woe is me. It's time for you. It's time off of sliding down the slide. I'm just sliding down, just trying to slide in. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's time up of running around in circles and cycles over and over again, doing the same thing over and over again and no result. Because that's what you do in recess.
Amen.
When you're on the playground, I remember when I was a young girl in the elementary, I ran around the playground over and over again. I was on the swing back and forth. I was on the slide. And some of you in this season are just in that same mode. But time, recess is over. Hallelujah. God has given you the opportunity. That's why I said earlier, heaven has opportunity. Heaven is not in crisis. You have an opportunity now. You're among the living. You're breathing. Hallelujah. You're breathing. You have an opportunity to do what God has called you to do. Work your assignment tonight. Go. Hallelujah. And the Bible also goes on to say that he told them, this is a specific instruction. He told them, I love this part. He told them, hallelujah, that you don't bring nothing. Hallelujah. Let's get to the scripture where it says, hallelujah. It says, don't take a purse, a bag, a sandal. Do not greet anyone on the road. Hallelujah. Don't take nothing with you. Because guess what? I've made the way for you. I made provision for you.
Yeah.
See, when you work the assignment with God, hallelujah, there's provision. It's already made for you. All you got to do is walk in it. He'll give you everything that you need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he puts assignment in you, he gives you everything that you need. The instructions he gives you. He tells you exactly what to do. All you got to do is follow the plan. All you got to do is follow the leader.
Amen.
He's your GPS tonight. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's your GPS tonight. All you got to do is follow him.
Amen.
And so he told the disciples that you don't need to bring anything. Just my word. Just what I put in you and put in your mouth. What I put in your belly. That's all you need. And that's all you need in this season, in this hour. All you need is my word. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I say it again. All you need is my word to work your assignment.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. All you need is my word. I say it again. All you need is my word.
Hallelujah.
To work your assignment.
Just the word.
The word that gives you life. The word that gives you destiny. The word that gives you purpose. The word that gives you strength. He'll give you the strength to do what you need to do in the season, this hour. So there's no more excuses. Tonight, there's no more excuses. Because you got everything that you need. It's in your belly.
Amen.
It's in your mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you think it is so. If you're thinking it, he gave it to you to do it. It's not an accident that you thought about opening up a business, or that you thought about doing outreach, or you thought about preaching or anything else that, you know, God has called you to do. If you thought about, that's what he wants you to do. All you got to do is follow the plan. Or look within yourself. Sometimes you got to look within yourself. Don't worry about what anybody say. Because let me tell you, when I opened up my daycare center, I had so many, you can't do this. You don't have the money. You don't have the education. You don't have all that. But I pushed those people to the side, and those people thinking, and began to look within myself. And God began to show me so many things that was in me. Management, time management. I can manage people. Financial, hallelujah. He began to show me so much stuff. And when I began to apply it and took ownership of it, I began to open up my daycare center.
Amen.
I began to do what God has called me to do, preaching. I was a person that was always quiet. And when God called me to the ministry, I was like, God, nope, I can't do this, because I looked at how other people looked at me. But when I began to look at myself, and I said, thank you, God. And God has made me who I am today. And so I'm grateful for that. Because guess what?
Amen.
I take ownership of who you are. And that's the point I'm saying here tonight.
Amen.
Take ownership of who you are.
Take ownership.
Take ownership of the good things that God has put in you. Many times we always take the bad part of stuff, and we take hold of to the bad part. But release that thing and begin to take ownership of the good things that God has put inside of you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because there's work in there for you to do. There's assignment in you. Hallelujah. And guess what? God is holding you accountable to it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And this is the last part of it, the ninth verse. He begins to tell them in the ninth verse. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He says in the ninth verse, heal the sick who are there and tell them the kingdom of God has come near to you. Hallelujah.
All right.
You the vehicle. You're the instrument to be used so someone can be healed. And the way that the person could be healed through you is just through prayer, through the word, kind word. Don't you know when you speak a kind word to somebody that's down or dealing with something, don't you know you just heal them, you lift them up, you cause them to come out of what they in? Just by one word. That's why he said, just use my word. Just use my word when you're ministering to people, because people will be healed. And he said, go heal the sick. And then go tell them about the kingdom. Tell them, repent. Repent. Come on out of what you're in. Come on out of it. Hallelujah. Because the kingdom of heaven is near. Come on out of it, my sisters and brothers. Whatever that they in, you speak life to it and tell them to come on out of darkness into this marvelous light. Come out where the light is at. Hallelujah. Come out, hallelujah, where peace at. Come out where it's love. Come on out where joy is. Hallelujah.
Yes.
By saying those things, people can be healed from the very words that come out of your mouth. Because guess what? There's life and death in this tongue. Let me say it again. There's life and death in this tongue. You can bless or curse somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
With your very mouth. Hallelujah. So, but when you begin to speak God's word, healing comes forth. Hallelujah. Deliverance comes forth. People be set free when you begin to use the word of God. So tonight, work your assignment. Work your assignment and go. Go. This is the command. Go. Hallelujah. Go. Go. God is sending you out. Hallelujah. To do whatever that you need to do. And whatever he told you to do, it's time to do it. No more wasting time. Because you know what? We could waste time. We could waste a lot of time. And then I realized also that you can't get time back. You can't get time back. You're not wasting it.
And get it back.
Begin to move. Begin to move. Take the next step and move into your destiny. Move into what God has called you to do, your purpose.
Yes.
And let me tell you, some of you that may not know your purpose. Purpose is something that you have passion about.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you're passionate about, that you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not an issue when you want to do it. It just
mm-hmm.
flows with you.
That's right.
You don't have to struggle in doing it. That's the purpose right there. When you have that passion to love to do it, and nobody has to beg you to do it. You want to do it. You're grateful for doing it. Hallelujah. You have a great attitude when you do it. That's purpose right there. Because sometimes we do stuff with bad attitudes. We do because we have to do it because somebody else said it. We do different things because somebody else did it. So, okay, I'm going to do it. No, you do this with a good attitude. And it's pleasing to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So work your assignment tonight and go. And go.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again.
And
go.
And
do
go.
What you got to do in this hour. Hallelujah. Now, glory to God. And so these disciples had assignment to do. And Jesus was telling them what they needed to do. And Jesus is telling you tonight on what you need to do. And that is to reach souls, to compel
men and women.
To come back to him. Because guess what? There's so many people are lost out there. As I look on social media, I look in the environment, there's so many lost people. Somebody needs to hear the word. Somebody needs to hear the good news. We always talk about bad news, right? When we look at CNN and ABC and NBC, talk about all this bad news. But what about switching it and giving some good news? Tell them that you can live today. Hallelujah. Tell them that God loves you in spite of what you've done. Hallelujah. That he has that agape love, that unconditional love. Share that. Hallelujah. And so tonight, I just hope that you all was blessed by this word. Because I sure enough was blessed by what God said. Because it's pushing me. It's pushing me to move and do more and do better with my assignment. Because sometimes we get lazy with our assignment. And so it's pushing me to do more and do greater. The Bible said that you do greater. Hallelujah. Greater works that you'll do. So this is pushing me to do greater in my ministry and what God has called me to do. Hallelujah. Because he's looking for me to do the work. He's looking for me to do the work. He's looking for you to do the work. Because if he put it in you, he's looking for you to do the work. He's not doing it. You are. He's giving you the strength to do it.
Amen.
He put it in you. Jeremiah 1 and 5, while you was in your mother's womb. He put everything that you needed in you. So now when he thrust you into the earth realm, he gave you, this is what you need to do. Work your assignment, y'all. God bless you. Amen, amen. I yield to you, Dr. Clay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
All the mics are open at this time if you have any comments. All the mics are open. We can hear everything in the background. All you have to do is talk.
Praise God, Sister Dixon.
Hallelujah. Any comments?
Yeah. That was a powerful word. We need it. We needed it. That's for sure. Now, as she said, we need to do the work, though. You know, do the work. And she talked about, you know, we're talking to people, and instead of encouraging them, we beat them down. We beat them down, you know.
Yes.
The good news of the gospel is good news. It's not to discourage or to destroy people. It's to bring them up, not down. So I agree with my sister, and I was blessed by her word.
Amen.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Is there another?
Praise God. Comment? Good evening. Good evening. This is Mother Gloria. Wow. What can I say? I am in tears thinking about what you just brought forth. Work your assignment. I'm on an assignment that I wasn't prepared for. I had made arrangements for all those that would speak for the month of September, and then all of a sudden I got a call. I got a cancellation for Friday. And I thought, wow, God, I'm not ready for this. I'm waiting on all these speakers to come. I done made all these plans. And all of a sudden, so I'm on assignment, and I had to say to God, God, here I am. Take what you give to me and use me to speak. I'm an encourager. That's who I am. If you're down, I want to pick you up. If you're broke,
God,
I want to give you, if I got a dime, I want to give you a nickel.
Yes.
I mean, that's who I
that's
am.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I said, God, now you done called me on the forefront, and here I come. And I'm waking my notes right now as I listen, and I've made notes. Pastor Rose, I am so excited about what you give, because you don't know how you encourage those of us that go on. The things that we do, we don't do. I don't do anything in my own strength. I tell everybody. Everything I do, I say, God, today is Wednesday.
Yes.
You know, I got to be there. God, I got to give a word. And I'm thinking about Jeremiah, when you said Jeremiah 1 and 5, you know, I just said,
right,
God. But then I think about Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
So to you, Pastor, thank you so much for encouraging those like me who are on assignment. But you know what? Sometimes I don't feel good enough.
All right.
Sometimes I say, you know, why me? And then he said, why not you? I called you.
All right.
So thank you so much for bringing that word to encourage those like me that are on assignment.
Yes.
You know, just keep on trusting in God. Put your hand in Him, not in your strength, but in His. God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Mother.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is there another? The mics are open. Is there another? The mics are open. Amen. But you know what I always say, that that when most are not speaking, then they are just digesting the food. You know, we're just sitting around the table and feeding the Word of God. And when you're feeding on the Word of God, I don't know anyone that has eaten the Word of God and said that it does not taste good. Because the Word says,
all right now, come on.
Good. So if the food is good, you know how we are. When it's good, I don't want to talk. Don't talk to me while I'm eating, because I'm enjoying this food. And that's just how the Word is. So, Pastor Rose, we thank you so much. We thank you so much. You know, and as you were going in terms of about working your assignment, and I thought about in John 9, it says, I must work the works of Him that He sent me. It is day. The night coming when no man can work. And when you said work your assignment, we don't have eternity on earth. We can't say, well, I will do it tomorrow, because tomorrow may not come. When I wake up every day, I thank God for another day, because as far as I
that's
know, there's a lot I know that's going on home. Unexpected. They were not
there. That's right.
So your word, work your assignment, is appropriate right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. In my family, we've lost a lot of members in my family that's going on home that I thought they were here for a long, but they're not here. They're not here. So, so that is appropriate. And when it comes, when you start talking about working your assignment, you know, go.
Yeah.
It didn't say wait until I'm ready.
It said go.
Okay. But go.
Amen.
Go.
Amen.
Go.
Amen.
Go.
Amen.
You know, and if we do that, if everyone just did that, work their assignment, imagine what type of world this would be.
Yeah.
It would not be.
Yes.
Imagine
yes.
the changes
yes.
would take place. We would not have, you know. So God is an awesome God.
Yes,
and I know
if
you are listening to this and you are in the middle of trying to decide what direction to go, Pastor Dixon, if you have not heard what she has said, then your ears was not open. You was not. You was distracted, focusing on something else.
That's
not
right,
hearing
that's
what
right.
the Word of God was saying
that's
to
right.
you. So, we thank you so much again for this word. And I thank each and every one of you for joining in and just being for participating, you know, this evening. And it makes so much of a difference. It means so much when you hear others and their testimony.
That's
you know,
right.
what,
that's
how
right.
God
yes. that's right.
You never
yes.
know.
Yes.
You never know who's listening.
No,
somebody might be on
right.
the line just in tears. In tears because they lost a loved one this week.
Yeah.
And don't know
yes.
what to do. And you have both
that's
you
right.
just whatever you said could have been a blessing to them. You may not know what I think Pastor Rose has been talking about the things of unseen. You may not even know. You're blessing somebody on this line. So it's good to know that you come on and you share. We thank you so much. For that, we do.
Amen.
Pastor Rose, do you have any closing remarks for this evening? Again, we thank you so much for your time that you take to come and share the Word of God. Let me say something, folks. This is not an easy task. See,
don't take it lightly.
I'm too busy to open this Bible and read the Word. I'm too busy to put it in
excited together. So do you hear the challenge mm-hmm. that's coming? So when you come forth with a word that you put in time, then you're going against the enemy. That's you're
right.
Going
Amen.
Against
Praise God.
Always
Praise
say that,
God.
You know, if I'm perfect in everything I do, then you're a perfect liar.
That's
you
right.
are a perfect liar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we all make mistakes. We all got challenges. We all got our own issues.
That's
I don't
right.
know about you. I got my
right.
issues.
I'm
working
all,
on
that's right.
Day. I'm
yeah,
every
yeah.
day. Every day.
Every day.
The enemy
every
is knocking on everybody's, listen, knocking at everybody's mind trying to get them to turn
mm-hmm.
and look back at the old. But we're new.
Yeah.
You're walking through walk, talking a new talk, and doing a new thing. So God is constantly doing a new
Amen.
Thing.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I know
yeah.
he's always a new thing in my life. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Dixon, would you like to, with any closing remarks to the Word of God? Again, we can't thank you enough. We can't thank you
we
enough.
Can't.
All I do know is
that's
we're
going
to place
right.
above
that's
and beyond your understanding, just because of
yeah.
your challenge that you overcome, taking time to come and share a word with the body
mm-hmm.
of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And your commitment,
right.
as my wife said. And your commitment. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not committed. Everybody's not committed.
Right.
That's why we got a problem
Amen.
Now. Oh, my goodness. I'm
yeah.
getting there are people
Come on
in here. Stores, businesses that don't have enough people to work because they're
That's
not committed.
Right.
To
oh, wow. Yes.
They're
yes.
not committed. They don't want to work. So when you go to places,
they don't
want to
work.
You have a hard time
mm-hmm.
getting anything because they don't have enough staff.
Okay.
So we thank you. We thank you. I don't know. We can just go on and on to thank you.
You.
But you know, you're a blessing to us.
Okay.
I just hope you know that. Okay. I can only speak for this household.
Yeah.
So Pastor Dixon. Any closing remarks?
Yes. Yes. One part I didn't say about that, and this is the most important part. As you go, before you go, pray, because this is when you come to sight. As you prepare, go pray, because you never know
uh-huh.
what you're going to encounter. So as you
right.
as
that's
you're doing
right.
your work, pray.
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 That's the key.
Pray.
Yes.
Pray.
Pray.
Say,
yeah.
Say
that. Pray before you even move next to the next assignment, because you don't know what you're going to encounter, the opposition. You don't know,
mm-hmm.
and then you don't know what miracles can happen on that as you are
all
doing
right
outreach.
Now.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
so much
right.
a miracle could take place. You
yes.
may encounter
Amen.
Demons that you have to cast out demons,
mm-hmm.
and the only way that you do is through prayer. You got to have, you got to be prayed up because I know we're off time, but when you go out there and outreach. You're going to encounter some demonic forces. You're going to encounter some demonic action.
Yes.
So you
yes.
pray before you go.
Yes,
right?
you do.
Because
yes,
you don't
you
want
do.
That stuff
yeah.
happening on you. And you have to be strong enough to cast them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so
you do.
Prayer
is
important pray.
First
before you even go out. Before you even do your assignment.
Amen.
You better pray.
Yes, before you even do your assignment. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that's what I
Amen.
Wanted to add as well. Amen.
Thank you. Father,
Amen.
We thank you for your word which comes forth, your word which is a lamp
yes,
unto our feet and a light
yes,
unto our path. And we thank you for who
thank
you
yes,
are in our lives. Pray that you would continue
yes.
to build us up in the area before we're torn down and strengthen us where we
need.
We
yes.
continue
oh,
on our
God,
journey
yes, strengthen
to build from whence
my
our
God.
Help comes from. We know that
yes.
it comes
yes.
from you.
Pray,
we
pray,
say
pray,
thank
pray,
you.
Pray.
In the name of Jesus, we love you.
Yes,
and God
sir.
Loves you most.
Yes,
good
God.
Night.
Yes.
Amen.
Good
night.
Amen.
So hard to understand how a life that I had planned.
can begin again.